CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Hello, Sarah speaking.
Hi, Sarah. It's Adam and Ari. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. We're just wondering if we could have a quick chat with you to find out a little bit more about you and Adam and your love story.
Yeah, of course.
Wonderful. Adam, take it away.
Now, you're one of our finalist couples. You were aware of that?
Yes. Thank you so much for this opportunity. It's so exciting.
No worries at all.
We're so excited for you, honestly. Your love story kind of, it got to us. So yeah. We'd love to find out a little bit more information and, just get the coast to love you as much as we already do.
Yeah, of course.
So Sarah, can you tell us, how did you and Adam meet?
Well, we've been friends for 10 years, like over 10 years ago. We met through mutual friends. And then he ended up moving to Melbourne. I was still living in Burnie. Yeah. And the day, I was going over to Melbourne to visit my sister, and I messaged him because I was like, let's catch up because I'd like to see you.
Mm.
And the day that I was going to Melbourne was the same day he was moving back to Tassie.
That worked out.
It worked out so well. I mean, we didn't catch up then, but when I came back, we catched up and, we fell in love.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah, so how did you know that you were starting to become not friends anymore, but a bit more?
Yeah, out of the friend zone and into the love zone.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It was just, as soon as we met up, it was just like, it just felt like we were meant to be. You know, we just, everything, we're so similar. He's basically just a man version of me. We just like we both like the same kind of music, movies, food, like literally everything.
Just slotted into place.
It did, yeah.
And Adam's been by your side during tough times as well?
Yeah. So I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis over a year ago.
Yeah.
And because I was really unwell for a little while, and I started to lose sensation in my right arm, which hasn't come back. And it's had to go through so many medical procedures, had to have a spinal tab, and ended up, being diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and it hasn't been easy. There's been days where I literally can't get out of bed, and we've got two children, so he's just pulled in so amazing. He's just been there for me through such hard times, and he's one of a kind. I know anybody that deals with an unwell partner, they could just, up and leave if they'd like to, but he's stuck through, and he's just been my angel. It's been amazing.
That's so beautiful. And also all of that is very costly. So able to win a wedding is such a wonderful thing that, I guess, in this case, the coast can give to you by voting.
Yep. No, because we got engaged a year ago. But before that, we were saving up for a house. So we've been saving, and last year we'd applied for so many houses and had been knocked back so many times. We just got sick of it, and then we come and seen a house, and we were like, okay, we're falling in love, let's just put in an offer and see what happens. It was on a Monday, and then that weekend was actually our 4-year anniversary of being together. That weekend, and we'd organized to go away already. And it was a Friday. So that Friday we got a call and were told that our offer had been accepted for the house that we'd bought.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And just to tell you the engagement story, so when we were away, we were down at Crayfish Creek, and so we got a phone call saying, yep, your offer's been accepted. And then we went out for a celebratory drink at the Stanley Pub, and then come back to the Crayfish Creek place that we were staying at. We're sitting out on the deck, and we were like, we're so happy. And then he stood up and was like, oh, just to make this day even better, he got down on one knee and proposed to me.
Oh, that's lovely.
Oh my gosh. I absolutely unexpected. I did not even, because I mean, obviously saving for a house is expensive. So
yeah.
he just did it for me. So,
oh my god, I literally have the goosebumps all up my legs and on my arms. That's so, I love. That's so beautiful.
Yeah, me too. It was such a shock because I had no idea because I've been putting hints down. Like, oh, I'd love to get engaged. I've been putting hints down.
Yeah.
And yeah, then he just blew me out of the water with his proposal. It was just so beautiful. It was just me and him. It was beautiful.
That's lovely.
Well, we want to make it happen for you. So if you'd like to vote, you can vote now, right now, for Sarah and Adam at cfmtaz.com.au. Thank you so much, Sarah, for joining us and telling us more about your beautiful story and giving me the goosebumps.
Thank you.
Get your family and friends, get the coast around this and get voting because we'd love to see you walk down the aisle.
Yes. Please
thanks.
Vote.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah. Bye.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. Bye.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.